The State Board of Education is revamping what many officials call a broken teacher evaluation system. A task force is recommending making student test scores a significant part of a teacher's review, which would be something new for the state. But there are unanswered questions about how much student test scores should be weighed against other factors, such as classroom observations. WBUR's Monica Reddy-Meyerov reports.
Grading teachers in part based on students' grades. It's a revolutionary concept in the field, says Education Secretary Paul Revel.
We're going to introduce the notion that student performance is relevant to a teacher's performance and should be considered. And for the first time, we're going to establish that as the policy of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I think that's a huge step forward.
But it's a step into a minefield. The task force that gave its recommendations to the board yesterday says teachers should be judged in three categories: classroom observation, feedback from staff, students, and parents, and multiple measures of student learning and growth. Task force member Linda Noonan, who represents the business community, says they purposefully did not assign percentages to each factor. Noonan says they agree that student performance should be a, quote, significant factor in evaluation.
There is no definition of significant factor. It is up to the commissioner because the task force did not define significant factor. It's extremely vague and undefined.
The task force recommends using MCAS scores over a 3-year period and other evidence of student growth, such as in-class writing assignments or math tests that show progress. The education secretary says MCAS alone wouldn't be enough, as only 17% of teachers have administered the test for 3 or more years. The state's largest union, the Massachusetts Teachers Association, supports using test scores to rate teachers, but President Paul Toner doesn't want it to be weighted.
The task force was right not to put a specific percentage on this measure because the research is very clear that gross scores can provide some useful information, but they are also subject to high error rates.
Toner says test results can falsely identify excellent teachers as weak ones. But Jason Williams, head of the grassroots group Stand for Children, says results matter.
We are also very disappointed in the fact that student outcomes was not chosen to be the most significant factor in how we evaluate those who are charged with the duty of ensuring that our children have that equal chance in life.
The proposed new evaluation structure also takes a stronger stand on what to do about bad teachers. If a teacher is given an unsatisfactory rating and doesn't improve after 1 year, he will be demoted or fired. Deputy Education Commissioner Carla Baer.
So it shortens the period. Right now, it's not entirely a clear process of how long it takes. The task force is describing a 1-year process.
If the Board of Education adopts this recommendation, the legislature may have to change the collective bargaining law to take the evaluation process out of teacher contracts. That could meet union resistance. Others also warn this would be a hollow system without more money for training principals how to be effective evaluators. The recommendations now go to Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester, who will present his proposal at the end of April. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.